adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week we left Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins deep in the Indian jungle on their way to Upper Burma. You'll remember that their safari had just reached the edge of a small village when the leader of a group of armed natives stopped and warned them that to continue meant death. Meanwhile, Bhutan, the powerful Indian leader of the secret society, the Tiger's Claw, landed his plane nearby. While back in Mandalay, Shanghai Lil, now working for the British authorities, left by plane headed into the jungle. Also in Mandalay, we left Myra Trent at the airport where she was talking with Colonel R.D.H. Scott of the British Intelligence Service when an attempt was made by a mysterious airplane to run both of them down. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Out in the jungle, a few miles from the village where they were stopped, we find Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins encamped with their safari.
Oh, it ain't no use, Governor. This here Tiger's Claw has got these blooming natives scared pink that they didn't tell us a thing.
You're right, Peter. But I've got an idea. Huh? We'll send one of our natives back disguised as a hillman. He can make inquiries in the village about Ronnie.
Blimey. That'll do it. And we'll find out without these natives knowing anything about it.
Kolo, where are you, Kolo?
Just at once. Kolo, come.
Kolo, you've watched the natives we have with us. You know one of them who is trustworthy? One who we can send on a secret mission?
Yes, it's one. One named Bumbo. He good man.
Fine. Bumbo is the big tall one, isn't he?
Yes, it's Bumbo big. He friend Kolo.
Go and get him, Kolo. I want to talk with him.
Yes, it's one. Kolo do.
If this Bombo is the one I think he is, Peter, he's just our man.
Oh, I only hope we can find out what we want to know. If we knew my boy Ronnie had been seen anywhere, it would help us to keep up our spirits.
Here comes the native.
Juan Jim, this Bombo.
If I can be of service to you, sir.
I think that you can, Bombo. I'm going to send you on a dangerous mission.
Danger is ever present in jungle, sir.
Now listen carefully, Bombo. I want you to disguise yourself as a hillman, a neighbor, and make your way back to the village we passed today. Do you understand?
Bumbo understand, sir.
Good.
I will go long way and come to village from other side. What is it, sir, wants to know?
If possible, I want you to find out what plans are being made to stop our progress. And most important, whether a lone white man has been seen in these parts.
That is all, sir?
Yes, Bombo. If you can get that information to us tonight, we'll know how to protect ourselves and where to head.
I shall return by midnight, sir, with information.
Meanwhile, back in Mandalay, Myra Trent prepares to fly into Upper Burma in an attempt to locate Jungle Jim and warn him that he is being followed by Bhutan. Myra Trent's plane is being warmed up as she talks to Colonel Scott.
But you don't understand, Colonel Scott. I must warn them.
Unfortunately, young lady, I have not the power to force you to remain here. However, I advise it strongly. Your trip can do little good, and it's full of danger.
I'm not afraid, Colonel.
Listen, what's that? There's something wrong with your plane's motor.
What?
What's wrong, pilot?
I'm not sure, sir.
It sounds like water in the petrol. Check it immediately.
Yes, sir.
Pilot, there are several sealed drums of petrol in the hangar which belong to the British government. Have one of them brought here immediately and refill your tank.
Yes, sir.
I think that I can tell you how the water got into the petrol tank.
I say you can.
Why, yes. Do you remember that when the plane carrying your representative took off yesterday, I was warned that it would never return?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I didn't question you at that time, since I'd already made up my mind to conduct an investigation here at the airport.
I received that warning from the petrol boy. And while we were talking, he also referred to Bhutan as the master.
I say, you should have given me that information before.
And you forget you didn't believe much of my story.
Oh, yes.
At least before they attempted to kill us by running us down in that plane.
Yes, quite.
Well, Here comes the pilot with two men carrying a drum of petrol. Now I can get underway.
But my dear Miss Trent, won't you reconsider? The jungle is no place for a girl like you. As for finding Jungle Jim, you've only one chance in a million.
I'll take that chance. Are you ready to start, pilot?
I await your orders, Mem Sahib.
Well, Colonel, I'm going to start before my nerve gives off.
I'm afraid you're a very foolish girl.
Nevertheless, here I go.
Goodbye, Miss Trent.
Back in the jungle village, Bhutan, the villainous chief of the Society of the Tiger's Claw, issues orders.
Now listen carefully to what I tell you.
Yes, Master.
Tonight we will do nothing. Tomorrow, Jungle Jim Bradley will cross the plain. Tomorrow night, he will enter the pass. He must never come out of the pass alive. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
If he escapes, you and all your men will meet death. The Tiger Claw has spoken.
It shall be as you say, Master. There will be no member of the Bradley Sahib's safari alive. Tomorrow night at this time.
Now, bring in the strange native who entered the village an hour ago.
Yes, Master. He is being held, awaiting your orders. Bring in the prisoner.
Here, prisoner.
Bring him in here. In. Now. Here, stand here. Here he is, Master.
Now, you are the one who calls himself Bambo?
Yes, Master.
Where is your tiger's claw?
I am sorry, Master. It's lost in jungle.
You admit you had one?
As I told you, Master, it's lost.
Very well. Advance and give the sign of the tiger's claw.
Master!
Advance. Ah, so, you are a spy. Sent here by Jungle Jim Bradley.
What name, Master?
I think we can make you remember. Your knife, slave.
Here, Master.
Master!
This is how we treat meddlers. Unless you answer me, you will feel the point of this blade. Now, why did Jungle Jim Bradley send you? Ah, you do not like the feel of the knife. You shall have one more chance. Will you answer now?
I will talk. I will tell all.
Speak.
He only asked if White Sob has been seen.
Oh, that is the information he sees. Wait. I will write a message for Jungle Jim.
Master, I will obey.
Yes, you will obey. Now, we go outside and see that you are properly started on your journey back. Please, you will bring your bow and a poisoned arrow.
It is here, Master.
Come, you.
Go, dog, spy, go. Out.
Now, my fine friend, Jungle Jim is encamped to the north. When I give the signal, run, tell him he will find my answer pinned to your back. Mercy? Oh, yes, mercy. Now, run.
No, do not kill.
Master, shoot straight. He will die.
High overhead, a plane circles in the darkness. Sitting beside its pilot, Shanghai Lil issues orders.
Village again, pilot.
As Mem Sahib wish.
Well, start circling. What are you waiting for?
It is not good to go back. It is night. We must go to north, drop flare, and land.
I'm issuing orders here, and I've had about enough of this. Turn this plane around and go back. You hear?
It will be as you say.
Drop down lower. I want to have a look at that place. Bring it down just above the tree.
But, Mem Sahib, it is dangerous in darkness.
I said go lower, you fool. You don't expect me to see from here in this darkness, do you?
There is nothing to see, Mem Sahib.
No? Bring the plane down. There's enough light to land on that field to the right of the village. If you will use a couple of flares and stop your teeth from chattering.
Mem Sahib, it is impossible. It means death to land there. We cannot.
Why not? That field is large enough.
No, Mem Sahib, you do not understand. We would be killed.
Oh, what are you talking about? There's plenty of room to bring a plane down.
So sorry, Mem Sahib. I must refuse.
Let me have those controls. I'll show you how to set this plane down.
It is against my order, Mem Sahib. We must go on. I cannot land where that village.
No? Well, I'll show you. Come on now, kid.
Mem Sahib, you will wreck us.
All right, if you won't land, I will. I don't need you in this plane as long as I'm wearing a parachute.
Do not jump, Mem Sahib. Even should you land safely, you will be killed.
I'll see you back at headquarters. Go on, boys. Don't,
Mem Sahib.
Hours later, while asleep in his tent, Jungle Jim is awakened by his servant, Kolu.
Juan Jim.
What's wrong, Kolu?
Come, quick, Juan. It is Bombo. He is here.
Oh, Bombo's back? Well, good. Have him come in here at once.
No, not Juan Jim. Bombo, he hurt bad. Come, quick.
You say he's hurt? Well, take me to him.
What's happened, Governor?
The Bombo's been injured, Peter. Come on.
Juan Jim, come, quick.
But where is he, Kolu? Come on, Peter.
What?
There, Bombo. See, arrow in back.
Bombo, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir.
He's a gunner, Governor.
Bombo, what happened?
No, he's gone for a jet.
You're right, Peter. He's gone. But look. There's a note attached to this arrow sticking in his back.
Note? What is it? What did you say?
It's a message. Listen. This is your last warning, Jungle Jim. Get out of Burma at once. And it's signed the Tiger's Claw.
Crikey, Governor. The Tiger's Claw killed Bombo.
Yep. They killed him, Peter. Okay. If it's a fight they want, they'll get it.
Bombo is dead, but what of Jungle Jim and his friends? Are they safe? And what awaits Shanghai Lil and Myra Trent in the jungle? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all of the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, Diggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, The Katzenjammer Kids, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.